three major hydroelectric dams on the Connecticut River are being relicensed. This week marks a critical turning point for the public to weigh in on how the dams will operate for the next 40 years. Here to talk with us about it is Vermont Public climate and environment reporter Abigail Giles. Hi, Abigail.
Hey, Mary.
Abigail, can you tell us which dams we're talking about here and then what sorts of changes are on the table?
Yeah, we're talking about the Vernon, Bellows Falls, and Wilder dams. They're owned by Great River Hydro, a subsidiary of Hydro-Québec. Under this new proposed license, the company has agreed to operate the dams as run-of-river facilities, where basically water just flows freely through the turbines according to the natural flow of the river, except for some select times during the year. Right now, Great River pools water above the dams and releases it when demand for electricity is high. Usually that's twice a day, in the morning and in the evening. Operating this way helps them supply on-demand, low-carbon power to the electric grid, and dams like this are widely viewed as a critical backstop for keeping the lights on across New England. But they're also notorious for creating erosion, altering river ecosystems, and degrading water quality. This change should create more of a natural river flow closer to what fish and plants in the Connecticut evolved to handle. And Great River Hydro says it's the right thing to do in their view for the environment, but also that federal and state regulators are increasingly pushing hydro companies nationwide towards operating this way.
What do environmental groups think of these changes to have this more of a natural river flow than what's been in place for the last 40 years or so?
Yeah, environmental groups I talk to, like the Connecticut River Conservancy, they see the shift to run-of-river as a big win. But they are pushing federal and state regulators to make Great River Hydro go further. They want to see more environmental review of things like what this new flow regime will do to sediment that's built up in the river. They also want the fish ladders at these dams to be improved and to be improved fast. And they want more public access to the river for recreation and more public input about where that should happen.
Okay, two questions just spurred up in my mind from that. Talk more about the fish ladder. And then wasn't there a fish that was discovered last year, some kind of sturgeon that scientists discovered in the Connecticut?
Yes. So scientists last year discovered evidence that short-nosed sturgeon, which is a federally endangered species that migrates from the Atlantic, is living between the Bellows Falls and Vernon dams. Long story short, these fish can't climb fish ladders. You'd asked what those are. They're basically these sort of you know, what they sound like, a ladder. Fish kind of mechanically move themselves up and over the dam. Scientists I talk to say that there are some alternatives that can work for sturgeon, something called a fish lift or a fish elevator. It's the sort of solution that environmental groups in Vermont would like to see federal regulators require the dam operators consider. Right now, again, the dam operators have agreed to some fish ladder upgrades, but sturgeon aren't part of that picture.
Okay, environmental groups weighed in. How about some other stakeholders, and what are they saying?
Yeah, I also talked to farmers along the Connecticut. They've complained for a long time that the hydro dams are creating erosion that's eating up their land. They want regulators to require Great River study this up and down the river, and they think farmers should get paid if their fields are actually getting washed away.
And this is a long process. Relicensing been going on here for 12 years. Talk more about how people can weigh in, and is there a deadline that they need to do so by?
Yes, it's a long process, but this week is a key one. August 28th is the deadline to comment on what's called the Draft Environmental Impact Statement. This document really governs what sorts of environmental protections Great River Hydro will have to take on over the next several decades of operating these dams. The state of Vermont gets to weigh in, but ultimately, regulators at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission get to make the final call about the terms of the license.
That's Vermont Public's climate and environment reporter, Abigail Giles. Abigail, thanks so much.
Thanks, Mary.